This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we're still studying the book of Al-Manthurat wal-Mulah, meaning the book of miscellaneous ahadith of significant values. And if you guys notice, these ahadith don't really fall under one particular chapter. So every time there's a hadith on a different topic completely. So this hadith is completely different from the hadith that we've been studying earlier. It's a short hadith. But it speaks about some of the ulum that could be ulum al-ghayb, that how should we understand that? Hadith is number 1853 in Riyad al-Salihin, in which Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala wa ardaah, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayhan wa Jayhan wal Furat wal Nil kullun min anhar al-Jannah, rawahu Muslim. Sayhan wa Jayhan wal Furat wal Nil kullun min anhar al-Jannah. Even if you don't understand Arabic, did you guys understand anything of these words? Huh? Anhar, what does Anhar mean? Rivers, right? So what is hadith is talking about? So here in the translation, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sayhan, which was translated into English as actually Oxus River. Another narration, I looked into it because I looked into geography. What are these four rivers? So there is Jayhan, or Sayhan, and there is Jayhan. Then there is Al-Furat, which is Euphrates, and Al-Nil, the Nile. So four rivers. The Prophet ﷺ said, these four rivers are all from the rivers of Jannah. They're all from the rivers of Jannah. Now let's see what are these rivers first, and then let's talk about what does it mean exactly to say these are from the rivers of Jannah. So the first one was Sayhan. In English, the translation here says Oxus River. I looked into that Oxus River, what is it exactly? And historically speaking, or geographically speaking, they have different, actually, views of which one is considered the Sayhan, or Sayhun, as they call it sometimes. So Oxus River is the Amu River in Afghanistan. It's one of the rivers in Afghanistan, actually. It's kind of like going from Afghanistan all the way into Uzbekistan to fall into the Aral River, the Aral Sea. The other one, which is Jayhan, is the other one, actually. It's called the Sai River, which is also the same thing, comes from Afghanistan through Uzbekistan all the way to the Aral River. So that's one geographical kind of definition of these two rivers. Another definition, actually, of them, geographically, they say, no, actually, these are two rivers in modern-day Turkey. Modern-day Turkey, they come from the north all the way down into the Mediterranean, and they go through Adana. So these are actually in Turkey. That's another, actually, definition to it. So frankly, the names do no longer exist today in any of the rivers that we know on the map. Like if you look into the world's map to find Sihan, Jihan, you won't find it. Even the original names that they used to have back in the days, also you don't find them actually on the map today. They have different names, geographically speaking, right now. So these are two rivers, whether it's in Afghanistan or in modern-day Turkey. The Prophet ﷺ says Sihan and Jihan from the rivers in Jannah. And then he also added, Qal wal Furat. Furat is the famous Euphrates River that runs all the way from Turkey through Syria, Iraq, all the way to the Arabian Gulf. So it goes all the way down south. That's one of the longest of two rivers. Right now there is a lot of course, you know, battles between these countries over the water resources and the right of water and so on, because Turkey is planning to build more dams on that river that would limit the resources for the Syrian, you know, country. And then, of course, obviously, the Iraq will get nothing, almost. And it's the same river that the Prophet ﷺ says that on the Day of Judgment, or right before the Day of Judgment, يُوشِكُ أَنْ يَحْسِرَ الْفُرَاتِ. Al-Furat is almost receding, and at some point it will reveal treasure. It will be so much treasure that people will come from all over the world to fight over it. And out of every 100 people, 99 will die and won't survive. Like, will be a lot of fitna for people to come over there. And if you look today at the river itself, it's drying off almost. Really, it's nothing left of it, unfortunately. Especially when you go into the Iraq area, nothing left. So this is the third river, Al-Furat. The fourth one, An-Nil, Nahr An-Nil in Egypt. Or basically, it's from part of it comes from Abyssinia, the other one comes actually from Victoria. All the way it goes into Egypt and into the Mediterranean as well too. One of the largest rivers in the world. Now, the Prophet ﷺ said, these rivers, min anhar al-jannah, rivers of al-jannah. Okay, first of all, how did the Prophet ﷺ even know about these rivers? He lives in the Arabian Peninsula. How do you know about these rivers? He's never been there himself, salawatullah wa salam alayhi. But obviously, because people travel, people that go to Egypt, they go to Asham, they go as far as the Roman Empire, some people go to the East, and obviously they come and they report these things. So there's a lot of trade between the people in, for example, in the Arabian Peninsula, they go to Iraq, and the people from the East, they come into also Iraq, and there will be some trading in that area, so they get to know about these things. So the news spread among the population, among the traders and among the merchants. That's how they know about these rivers. For some people, they would say, wait a minute, the Prophet could never say that because he never been there. Similarly, when people travel to Asham, also some merchants from Egypt go there. In addition to that, some people, they go also from Asham to Egypt and trade and then come back again. Look at the trip of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Ibrahim came from Iraq into Asham, into Egypt, back into Asham, and also down south in Mecca. So in the past, these routes were possible. So people could actually go and travel and see these rivers. Now, what does it mean when the Prophet ﷺ said these are rivers from Al-Jannah, from paradise? Is he talking about Jannah on earth or Jannah in heavens? Now, the hadith says that actually he's talking about Jannah, the one in heavens. Okay, so how can we interpret these hadith? Because these rivers are on earth. So what does it mean exactly? So there are a lot of interpretations. The most popular interpretations, number one, is the literal definition or interpretation of the hadith, which means these rivers, they are springing out of Al-Jannah. Now, wait a minute. I mean, we went there. We saw how the water is coming out from the earth, coming from the mountains, coming from this, coming from that. So what does that exactly mean? So that's what the ulama, they say literally, actually, probably the spring of that water originated from Jannah. That's their interpretation. That's one interpretation. However, the majority of the ulama, they say, no, look, this is a metaphoric expression. Ibn Kathir says that, rahimahullah ta'ala. Ibn Hazm also says that as well too. Because look, the Prophet means by that is that these rivers, like, there are like rivers from Al-Jannah. Like, they're not rivers of Al-Jannah, as if they are rivers from Jannah. In terms of what? In terms of maybe kind of bring us proximity as humans to see what do rivers mean when Allah says in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran that Al-Jannah has four type of rivers. He spoke of rivers from asal, honey, rivers from milk, rivers from wine. So all these kind of different rivers. So he speaks about all these rivers right now. So what does it mean exactly? Because you want to see what rivers are? Look at these rivers. Look at the Nile, look at Euphrates, look at Sihan, Jihan. These are rivers from Al-Jannah. That's one meaning of it. Others, they say, no, it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually place these rivers in Al-Jannah. But wait a minute. I mean, do we even need water in Jannah? What do you guys think? Do we need water in Jannah? Are you guys he's hesitating with the answer. Do we need water in Jannah? Huh? We don't need water in Jannah. Why? Because Allah says in the Quran about Jannah is what? وَأَنَّ لَكَ فِيهَا أَلَّا وَلَا تَضْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. You're never going to get thirsty. You're not going to get thirsty. So, okay, why do we drink wine and milk and honey in Jannah then? What is that for? Because we're thirsty? No, pure pleasure. What about food? Do you need food in Jannah? You don't need food in Jannah. But you will eat food. Not because you're going to go hungry, rather because it's what? Pure pleasure. That's it. So they say, wait, these rivers are going to be in Jannah, but we're not going to get thirsty, so we're not going to need water anyway. So what does that even mean? Allahu alam. It means probably they're going to be there in terms of maybe names. That's it. In terms of characteristics, they're going to be completely different. But when the Prophet ﷺ says that, that means they are actually like characteristic of Al-Jannah. The last meaning of this is what is we usually say in the language itself. Like, for example, when you see something so beautiful, so remarkable, you describe it as what? As from Jannah, right? Like when you eat a nice, beautiful meal, for example. You say, mashallah, this food from Jannah, wallahi. And it's biryani, right? But khalas, for you, it's so good, as if you're in Jannah. You're eating this in Jannah, subhanallah. Or you eat fresh bread, and you would say, subhanallah, this food must be in Jannah, right? So in that expression, so when the Prophet says, these rivers are rivers of Jannah, means they're so beautiful, so good, as if they are rivers from Jannah. Not that they're actual rivers from Jannah. So there are a lot of ma'ani, a lot of meanings actually for that. But the true meaning is in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows how they're going to be there in Jannah. Is it going to be physically, metaphorically, just characteristics, or otherwise? Because you have to keep in mind, rivers of Jannah are different. I don't know if you guys know that. But you know what the description of rivers of Al-Jannah? The rivers of dunya, they need what to run? They need land and channels, right? To go through, or the canals to go through. Rivers of Jannah, they run on the surface of the water, or the ground, actually. But they're deep. How? God knows. Also, when they don't run on pebbles. What do they run on, Jama'ah? Gemstones. You can imagine, look at the river, everything is sparkly down there, subhanAllah. Gems. And there is no soil or sand for the rivers of Jannah. Instead, what is the bed of the river? Saffron. SubhanAllah, beautiful. And they smell so good. And they run so clean. It's just unbelievable. That's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the hadith that in Al-Jannah, a believer will own his own water canals, basically. As Allah mentioned in Surah Ar-Rahman. So the believer will turn these water canals and streams, whatever he wants. Come over here, come over there, just move them, whatever he wants, subhanAllah. It's fun in Jannah, Jama'ah. Just make sure to be there. May Allah subhanahu make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Any question? All right, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.